Gentlemen, welcome back to another episode of the One Dad Seven Lives podcast with me, Mr. Funk. I will be your host for this one today, as I always am. Now, what I want to talk about is when we let kids get so soft. Like, I was at the park with my three kids the other day, and they were just playing away and doing their thing and having fun. And then another couple of parents started showing up, and I was, you know, they were doing their thing. I'm sitting there, you know, playing with my kids when they want to play with me, and then letting them do their own thing when they want to go do their own thing. And then these other kids started joining in because my three were playing tag. Now, this wee guy wanted to join in and play with them. And obviously, you know, my kids being my kids, they love to play with anybody that's willing to. And while they were playing tag, sorry, I'm all over the place with this one. But while they were playing tag, my kids decided that this wee guy wanted to be included, so my youngest, she's four, started chasing him, and the wee guy started running away, like, screaming. And I'm like, okay, that's a bit weird, but, you know, it is what it is. Kids are all different, like, and, you know, some kids do like to scream when they run away, and it's a thing that they do, it is what it is. So I let it go, and then the wee guy went running over to his dad, and I'm like, okay, that's a bit weird. And then he came back to play, and it was fine. And then my eldest daughter, she decided she was going to chase the wee guy. Now, she is a wee bit older than him. I mean, he looked, sort of, I would say, 5, 6, 7, somewhere in that range, and she's a bit older than that. And the wee guy started running away screaming again. I'm like, okay, and he went running over to his dad, and she stopped chasing him, and it was what it was. And then the guy started talking to my kids, like, so I went over to see what the fuck's going on, and the guy's like, no, you can't chase him, just let him chase you, and, you know, he doesn't want to be chased. And I'm like, well, how the fuck is he going to get to chase anybody if he doesn't get chased? Because it's tag. The whole point in tag is you run away, you get tagged, and then you chase the people that were just chasing you. That's the whole point in the game. That's, you know, that's the way the game works. And I found it kind of weird, but I was like, alright, okay, you know, whatever. And then the wee guy starts running about like a mental person chasing my kids. And then he starts trying to hit them and shit. And I'm like, well, what the fuck's going on here? Like, get a grip of your kid. Like, your kid can't be that soft that he doesn't want to be chased when he's fucking playing tag. But then he wants to start running about fucking swinging at people and aiming fists at people and things like that, grabbing them. Like, at one point he grabbed my boy, and my boy was much older than he was, not by a massive amount, like I said. Well, my kids are under 10, but my point is that this little motherfucker is out here grabbing my wee guy by the hood, but he doesn't want to be chased. And I'm like, look, just don't play with him, just ignore him, and if he keeps that shit up, we'll be having words. And eventually the wee guy just kind of gave up because they were ignoring them. And obviously I'm not going to tell my older kids to hit a wee guy, because, you know, all he's doing is grabbing them. But at the same time, I'm not going to have my kids playing with somebody who's been a total cunt. And in this case, sorry if you don't like it, but this wee guy was being a total cunt, and I don't see that I should let my kids be a part of that or be subjected to that just because you want your kids' fifis to be all okay. Like, fuck off. Stop being a dickhead. This is not your fucking... this is not your fucking game to play. Like, if you don't want your kid to be taking part in the game, then they don't need to take part in the game. But you also need to understand that if your kid doesn't want to take part in the game, then they don't get to run about after my kids fucking trying to pull and haul and drag and fucking batter them like they're the problem, like they're causing him harm. That's not how the world works. That's not how life works. But my point is that this is not the first time I've seen this happen, and it's not the first time that it has happened to my kids whereby someone wants to play with them, because there's three of them, you know, so they enjoy playing with each other and having fun and playing the games together and different things like that. People want to join in, but they don't want to be the target of joining in. They want to be the antagonist, as it were, or the antagonist. They want to be the person who is causing the problems, not the person who is on the receiving end of the problem, like when you play tag, or like when they play fucking bulldogs or hide and seek or whatever you want to call it, whatever games you want to see. These kids are not to the level whereby, and I think if I'm being honest, it's just mostly to do with the fact that these kids maybe don't have siblings that play with them, and when they do get played with, the parent always tells the older kid, like, no, you must do this, you must do that, you must be this to them. And when my kids are playing, fair is fair. When my kids are arguing, fair is fair. Doesn't matter if it's my youngest versus my oldest, or if it's my youngest daughter and my oldest daughter, or my oldest daughter and my son. Doesn't matter. Fair is fair. If you can talk shit, you can take the talking as well. Like, if you want to hit a motherfucker, you can hit a motherfucker, but understand you're going to get hit back. Like, it doesn't matter what it is. And if you're playing and the game is one person versus multiple, then if you can be chased, or you can be the person who is running away, or the person who is doing the you know, basically you're not the antagonist, you're the person who's being fucking chased or whatever it might be. If you can be that in the game, then you can also be the person who is doing the chasing. You can be the antagonist of the game. So, and I think that's a lot of the problem with these kids, is they're not taught that you have to be the antagonist as well as the protagonist. You can't just be the person who is being chased all the time. You have to be the person who is driving that forward. You have to be the person who is taking the story into your hands, taking the game into your hands, and chasing people and being a part of that and actually moving forward with it. You can't just be quite simply the person who is, well, what would we say, being chased after all the time. You know, it's not that way. That's not the way it happens, and it's not the way life treats you either. It's just not a thing that happens. And I think that's a lot of the problem with kids these days, is they're taught that they are allowed to be the person who is always on the receiving end of the good stuff, of the nice things, of the things that keep them safe and warm and fuzzy inside, without being told that, unfortunately, life finna shit on you from a very high height for an awful lot of time, and unfortunately, you just have to deal with it. And sometimes, as I teach my kids, you know, Sometimes you have to be the person that takes the L and does the running about, but that will be paid back to you in spades. You will get that ability and that capability of being able to be the person who is sitting back and relaxing. You will be the person who is able to sit back and do nothing or be chased in your game. And unfortunately, I think that's the problem these days, is kids are not taught this. So they grow up to always be the main character in their story, not realising that sometimes you're just gonna be a side character, you know? Sometimes you are nothing to do with it. And that's the other problem with this, is like, these kids are all taught like, yeah, this is okay and you can do this. But they're not taught that sometimes you're not the one that's fucking chased. Sometimes you're not the one that's doing the chasing. Sometimes the person who is doing the chasing wants to chase after someone else. And unfortunately, you get left by the wayside. You are, unfortunately, just an NPC in this part. And I get that, you know, kids have to grow up and they have to learn these things and blah blah blah. Okay, cool. That's fine. But you can't tell me that and also be telling me that, you know, that kids need to grow up and learn this stuff, but then not teach them it. You know? Like, you can't not teach your kids it and then decide that my kids need to not do something because your kid doesn't want to be on the receiving end of it. That's not the way it works. Unfortunately, you know, my kid's playing a game and your kid wanting to join in means that your kid is playing their game, not that my kids are playing your kid's game. And it's the same as life. If you go and join a company for a job, the job doesn't dictate, you don't dictate what the job is. The job dictates what you do, what you are. You're joining their game. You're joining in on their numbers. You want to play what they're given. That's the way that the world works. And I'm not saying get your kids to grow up fast. I'm not saying let your kids fucking learn X, Y, or Z. All I'm saying is that you should be teaching your kids that they are not always going to get what they want, when they want, how they want. That is not life. That is not the way the world works. That is not the way that people are treated in life. And unfortunately, all that's going to happen is when they go to, you know, the high school, or the secondary school, whatever you want to call it, or they go to the real world, they're gonna get a big fucking shock, because high school and the real world don't bend and break to what you want. The real world tells you, well, this is what you've got, so you can either suck it up and deal with it, or you can fuck off. And unfortunately, a lot of people nowadays are deciding that they don't want to deal with it, but all they're going to do is fucking complain. Like, there's nothing stopping you fucking off and doing something that you want to do. That's why I'm doing this. I've decided that, you know, as much as I like being part of the workforce, I don't want to do that for the rest of my life. I'm in my mid-30s now, and I don't want to be that guy. I don't want to be fucking stuck in a monotonous, fucking boring 9-to-5, fucking doing whatever, you know? That's not me. That's not the way I want to operate anymore. So I've decided that I'm going to put myself out there, and I'm going to start this podcast, and I'm going to do that. And if you don't like what you're doing, then do something about it. Like, you can't change what other people do, but you can change what you do. You can change how you interact with the world. So fucking change it. Decide that it's something else. Do something else with it. Like, you don't need to be the fucking, the whipping boy for the world your whole life. Like, that doesn't need to be your thing. So do something about it. Change it. Modify it. Morph it into something that you want it to be. And it can be that. It doesn't need to be the same shit all the time. Fix it. Do something about it. Just stop fucking crying about it. Anyway, guys, that's my rant over for this one. I do thank y'all for being here with me. If you do enjoy this, you're listening to me on YouTube or on Spotify, please do like, comment, subscribe. If you don't want to, fuck it, I don't care. You know, we're at the point where it is what it is. I do thank everyone for listening and for joining me for this one today. Y'all have a good day. Cheers.